This chazar of zechnis shabachet shagav v'yom yehudim zechter chesubas daf kuf aleph. The mission said v'loy bloy. So Rav Huna Bachiya said to Rav Kahana, you told us in the name of Shmuel that the mission's halacha that she doesn't get the worn out clothing is only true regarding malug property. However, regarding certain barzel property, she is entitled to the worn out clothing. Rav Papa asked with regard to which of the women mentioned in the mishnah did Rav Kahana say this? If it was said about the girl who does miyun, then if the clothing is in existence at the time of the miyun, she should take it with her, whether it's malug or tzoyin barzel. If they are not in existence, then in either case, she should get nothing. If he was referring to the islanders, then if the clothing is in existence at the time of the divorce, she should take it whether it's malug or tzoyin barzel. If it's not in existence, then if it's malug, which is in her possession, she should get it. If it's tzoyin barzel, which is in his possession, she shouldn't get it. Mar says he's referring to the case of the rabbanon deka erva. In that case, because the marriage is also the rabbanon penalized her that she can't get what she should deserve, meaning the worn out clothing of the malug property, she doesn't get it, and penalized him also that he cannot keep what he deserves, meaning he has to pay for the tzoyin barzel property that really he should be able to keep. Rav Simon Rashi said, from the fact that Rav Kahana says that in this case of an unlawful marriage, the husband may keep the clothing of the maluk property, it would seem that in a lawful marriage, he would not be able to do so. This would mean that the wearing of the clothing is considered to be a use of principle and not a use of produce. This argues Rav Nachman, who said that the use of clothing is considered to be peiris and not karen, not the principle. Misha said, Ein Lohen Ksuba. Shmuel said, these women only lose their rights to the standard Ksuba. However, they would be entitled to any additional amount that they were promised. A Bryce says this as well. The Bryce says, women who the Rabbonon said don't get their Ksuba, like the girl who does Miyun and the others in her group, do not get the basic Ksuba, but they do get any additional amounts that were promised to them. Women who the Rabbonon said must be divorced and leave without their Ksuba, such as a woman who doesn't follow the Halachis and the others in her group, even lose any additional amounts promised in their Ksuba. A woman who is divorced because of rumors of Znos, she takes her maluk property and leaves. Mar says this, the last part over here supports Rav Huna, who says that a woman who is mezana still gets the worn out clothing, meaning of the maluk property. A brisa was taught by Rav Nachman that said that she is not entitled to the maluk property. Rav Nachman said this is wrong and should be changed to say that she does not lose her maluk property. The Mishnah said, "Im mitachila nesa'a v'chulu." Rav Huna said, "An islandess is sometimes considered to be a full-fledged wife, and sometimes not. If the husband didn't know she was an islandess, then she does not get a ksuba. And if he did know, she's considered to be a full-fledged wife, and she does get her ksuba. Whereas an almana who marries a kohen gadol is always considered to be a full-fledged wife, meaning even if he didn't know she was an almana, she still gets her ksuba." Rav Huna says that both of these women are sometimes considered to be full-fledged wives and sometimes not, depending on whether the husband knew of her status. Fredekdemar Bryce says, if a Kohen Gadol married a woman thinking she was an Amona, and she turned out to be an Amona, she gets a Ksuba. This suggests that if he married her without knowing her status, she would not get her Ksuba. Mar says, no, the inference is incorrect. The inference should be that if he married her believing that she was not an Amona, and turns out that she was an Amona, that's when she would not get her Ksuba. Fredekdemar, this would mean that if he married her without knowing her status, she does get her Ksuba. If so, why does the Bryce give the case of where he thinks she's an Amona as a case of where she gets her Ksuba? Why doesn't it give the case of where he had no knowledge of her status, since there too she would get her ksuba, and then we would know for sure that in a case where he's aware of her status, she would certainly get her ksuba. Marius further, Bryce clearly says that if he married her without knowing her status and she was then found to be an almona, she does not get her ksuba. This refutes Rav Huna to Yufta. Marius says that Rav Huna's view was based on a misunderstanding of our Mishnah. He thought that since the Mishnah states that the islandess only gets the ksuba if her status was known and then mentions nothing about the almona, it must be that the Mishnah thereby teaches that an almona is different and would get the ksuba even when her status was not known. However, the Mishnah means to say that the same difference as islandess would apply, and the Almana would only get her ksuba if the Kohen Gadol knew of her status before marrying her. Had nalach perek almana nizoynis. Perek hanoisi as a isha, perek shneim also. Zok the heliga mishnah b'siyata d'shmai. If a man marries a woman and agrees to support her daughter for 5 years, he has to support her for 5 years. If the woman gets divorced and marries another man who also agrees to support this daughter for 5 years, the first husband still has to support for the 5 years that he agreed to. He can't say that he agreed to support the daughter only as long as he was married to her mother. Rather, he has to send her support to wherever she lives along with her mother. Wherever she's living with her mother, that's where he has to send the support for this girl. Also, the two husbands can't decide to split the support. Rather, one gives her the food she needs for the support, and the other gives it to her in the form of money, equal to the food that she would need for support. If the daughter gets married, her husband gives her the food for support, and her mother's two husbands give her money equal to the support. If the mother's two husbands die, their own daughters are only supported, meaning the men who passed away, their own daughters are only supported from unencumbered properties of the estate. But this girl is supported, meaning the ones from this wife's daughter, is supported even from nechasim mishubadim, because from that are actually mishubad, because she actually sold, because she's like any other creditor. The Mishnah says the smarter people would write that they only agree to support the daughter for 5 years for as long as she's still, that this man is still married to the girl's mother. Zok the Gemara, we learned if someone says to his friend, I owe you a mona, Rabbi Yechanan says he would be chayiv a mona to him. Rish Lakish says he would not be chayiv. In fact, if he called people to witness his admission, why would Rish Lakish say he's potter? If he didn't call people, why would Rabbi Yechanan say he's chayiv? The Gemara says the cases where he admitted to it in written, although unsigned form, and handed it over in front of witnesses. Rabbi Yechanan says this is as strong as calling people to witness the admission, and therefore he's chayiv. Rish Lakish says it's not, and that's why he's potter. In fact, our Mishnah says that when the husband agrees to support the daughter for 5 years, he has to do so. Clearly, this is not a case where there was a signed document to this effect, because then what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? It must be where he admitted it in an unsigned writing that was given over in front of witnesses, and we see that he's chayiv to pay, like Rabbi Yechanan said. And for the Gemara, the Mishnah is speaking where this was written in the Tnoyim for their marriage. The Chiddush is that although no formal kinyan was made for the obligation takes effect because the Tnoyim take effect even without a formal kinyan once the Kedushin takes place.